You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Here you are, BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy.
And your plants do too. Aw, I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.
Let me tell you who I am. I am a survivor, a teenage mother, a welfare recipient, and a woman. I am a teacher, life coach, minister, lawyer, and author. I've had my share of breakups, breakdowns, and breakthroughs. I did my work and put my life back together piece by piece. I am Iyanla Van Zandt, and I am here to help you do your work. I'm in Atlanta to work with Sheree and Bob Whitfield. Millions know Sheree from her years on the reality show Real Housewives of Atlanta, where she was a flashy fashionista with a diva attitude in constant conflict with her ex-husband, a former NFL pro.
I was on the Real Housewives of Atlanta for 4 seasons. A lot of women were able to connect with me. I was going through a divorce. I was having issues with my ex-husband on parenting.
I think the show caught her up in a feigned reality.
In 2007, Sheree and Bob called it quits. Bob stopped paying child support for their 2 children, Cairo and Callie. And their very public court battle played out all over the media and on the show.
What she did to me took advantage of the family. Deadbeat dad, unfaithful husband.
How he treated the kids and how he treated me. It was unbearable, and I just couldn't deal with it anymore.
I'm not paying you child support. Why? You don't need it. You have enough money.
Sheree reportedly won her court battle for back child support.
Sheree cost the Whitfield clan a whole lot of money.
I think he still holds a lot of bitterness and anger toward me, which prohibits him from doing the right thing for his kids.
Today, Bob and Sheree say they can barely be in the same room together, yet they're asking me to help them learn to successfully co-parent their children. So I asked them to meet me at Centennial Park in the heart of Atlanta. This is probably one of the most difficult challenges any parent could face. Learning to love the other parent enough to make the children first.
Look at you, fabulous.
How are you, darling?
I am okay.
Sister woman, give me a big hug.
How you doing?
Mr. Bob, how y'all doing? Doing good?
Yes, sir.
Good, good, good. So we gonna do some work today?
I hope so.
You sure?
Yes.
All right, so from your perspective, why am I here?
I think that Bob and I need a lot of help. It's been a lot of just anger, a lot of hurt.
Mr. Bob, why am I here for you?
I think we need a good coach to come in.
I know you know my coaches, right?
Train me up a little bit.
Train you up, okay. For this to work, they must each commit wholeheartedly to the process. Let me see something. Wait a minute. Come here. Stand here. Face him. I want you to face. Y'all have to hold hands. It's just a place. You don't have the option as parents not to be willing to do that and to come closer. No, to each other. Just closer. So I'm going to put my hands in here so that we all know we're in this together. Let me just be real clear. There are going to be moments today you don't like me. Okay? You'll get over it.
Sheree and I need to talk, and I know just where I want to take her.
So in terms of, you know, the work that we're going to do together, what are some of the things that are on your heart?
Well, first, the first thing is definitely my kids. I hurt because Bob wasn't doing what he was supposed to be doing.
Divorce. What does that mean?
I never had a marriage. From day one, you know, when we returned home, he didn't come home.
What do you mean?
He slept out. He spent the night out. The first night, it was either the first or second night when we got home from the Grand Cayman getting married.
And you came home and he slept out? So what is it that you as a woman tell yourself that make it okay for you to stay with a man who doesn't come home the second day after he married you? What did you tell yourself?
I wanted him to be there. I wanted it to work. I really loved Bob. I wanted it to work.
I brought Sheree here to the famed Chateau Sheree, a mansion the former reality star has been building for years. I believe it represents how many parts of her life are incomplete.
So as we stand here overlooking Chateau Sheree, this big looming edifice, when you see it, what do you think?
I think it's going to be beautiful when it's done. I think it's something that I did for my kid, for my family.
That's for your children?
Absolutely.
Why is that for your children?
They need a house. They need a home.
But it's incomplete. So you've got an incomplete home, an incomplete marriage.
No, I'm divorced.
That's an incompletion. Because if you were complete with it, you know, that would be one thing.
But like, I am. I'm like complete this. With it.
Really?
Yes.
You can't speak to your ex-husband. Y'all don't get along.
We don't get along because the kids.
Well, then it's not complete.
I don't like how he treats my kids as a, I don't like what he is as a father. This has nothing to do with Bob.
Sure it has something to do
with
Bob.
No, it has to do with my kids. It has nothing to do with Bob.
See, it feels to me, and I don't know this to be true, like you think these things are isolated. That you think Bob not being you not being able to co-parent with Bob is about Bob. And it's not, beloved, it's about you. I don't want to talk about what Bob did. I want to talk about the hurt and pain. As a woman.
Mm-hmm.
As a woman. What were you looking for from Bob when you walked into this relationship? What were you looking for? A man to love you.
I was looking for love.
And did you have a real concept of what it would look like to be loved by a man?
I did, but it didn't happen.
Okay, so what did it look like?
The same fairy tale that all the other
girls. All the girls have, yeah. So what did your fairy tale look like?
My fairy tale was the man, the life, we're open. I mean, we got the picket fence.
Okay. The house, the dog, the picket fence.
The house, the dog, the picket fence. Mm-hmm.
When did you realize that Bob was none of those things?
I thought he would change.
You thought he would change?
I thought he would change. Ooh. I thought that one day.
Have you ever allowed yourself to feel the full hurt and pain and shame and embarrassment of that? Why not?
Because I didn't have anybody to talk to. I've always kept it inside of here. I never had anybody to talk to. I always had to pretend for my kids. I had to keep a smile on my face. And going out, it was a show. We pretended.
Own it. I pretended.
I pretended.
What did you pretend?
I pretended that we were happy, that I was happy, that the marriage was okay. I did that.
I'm not beating you up, baby. We just gotta go there. Because until you can get there and really look at that, Sheree, you know, you won't understand how that represents your life. I gotta ask you a hard question. Tell me, as a mother, you can build an edifice like that and then have to sue your ex-husband for child support. Mm-hmm. Why didn't that money go into your children?
That money does goes into my children.
The money that went to build that. The money that went to build that.
It's theirs.
Did they ask you for that? Did your children
ask you
for that?
Does kids usually ask for houses?
So, Sheree, here's the truth you gotta tell. That ain't about your kids, that's about you.
No, it's about my kids.
Your kids want a place where they feel safe and secure and loved, where your eyes light up when they come in the room. Sheree, as long as you think that's about your kids, you're off base.
It's for me and for my kids, absolutely. It's for me and for my kids.
It's for you, Sheree. I'm sitting here face to face with you. And there's some things that I see, sense, feel about you that, you know, it's clear to me that you're not willing to hear or accept, but that's okay.
I am.
Well, then you need to accept that you're angry and bitter.
No, I'm not.
I just said there's some things about you that I see, sense, feel
that
you're not willing to accept. Sheree, you
are
bitter and angry.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
When I tell you I'm not bitter, I'm not angry, I want the relationship.
Now, I want to talk to Bob. I'm taking him to the Georgia Dome, where he spent his glory days playing offensive lineman for the Falcons. Now, we've all heard the stories about the wild athletes and all the fun they have. So tell me, was it that wild boy that met Sheree?
She caught, you know, my attention when she walked in the room, so I just said hello. And it just snowballed from there. And it was a whirlwind relationship. It happened real fast.
What does that mean, whirlwind?
Meaning that before it was, before you can really figure each other out, you're already almost, you know, engaged, so to speak.
Really?
Yeah.
And she gets pregnant early on.
Yeah.
Were you into her?
I don't think I was into her at that point of we're talking marriage or anything like that.
But she's pregnant.
She's pregnant.
Okay, that's baby number one. How we get to baby number two?
Because this was the off and on nature of our relationship.
And you're still being careless.
Yeah, so it's almost
irresponsible.
Like we're off one minute, on the next.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
Despite their rocky relationship, Bob and Sheree decided to elope.
It was one of those things that I felt that if I can do anything right, it would definitely be for me to raise the kids in the home.
Were you ever really committed to the marriage? Ever. That would be a no.
Can I have a maybe on this one?
No. She wasn't in your heart, Bob. You'd never put her in your heart. Did she ever come to your games?
Yeah, yeah. She would be late getting to the games.
Really?
And I, you know, wanted her there on time. It started really setting up some resentment. And I kind of just made it like, if there's one thing I would want you to do for me, it's just show up to the games. Be there on time, be cheering, be my number one cheerleader.
How'd you act out that anger, that frustration, that loneliness?
I'll be further in isolation. I remember we had, you know, this big 10,000 square foot house, and I would isolate myself in a little office room that I had off of my closet, tucked away, probably about 100 square feet.
And what are you thinking? What are you thinking that you've got this woman and your children downstairs in a 10,000 square foot house, you play in this incredible arena, and you were in the corner trapped like a rat?
That's what
were you thinking?
Just don't, you know, I'm like, I hope I don't, you know, end this way.
I wanted to come upstairs so we could look at this thing from a higher perspective.
Okay. The bird's eye view.
The bird's eye view. Sheree says Bob's been absent from their children's lives since their divorce almost 6 years ago. Tell me, Bob, what is your take on what's going on right now with you, Sheree, the kids? What's going on?
I think there's, one, a bit of control issues going on.
What does that mean?
Basically, who gets to designate what happens with the children.
Who's in control?
I felt like Sheree's in control, where she wants me to have to orchestrate everything through her. And I just don't feel that our temperament for each other warrants that I need to call you, especially since the kids are of an older age to the point where I like to communicate directly with them.
But what is required for you to open up your heart for your children's mother, the woman you slept with and impregnated? Right.
I think a mutual level of trust, and I think she...
Hold up. You don't trust her?
No.
Why?
Because...
What does that mean, I don't trust her?
I don't trust her because I felt like during the divorce process that she made it out to be a vendetta against me, this deadbeat dad stuff that has
How
to do with
How much is a
trust.
Deadbeat dad? It's about you, not about her.
Now, I could have paid her child support.
Why didn't you?
Because I felt that she was able enough to handle the support while she was manipulating and ruining things for me personally. I'm trying to save the family wealth. And, you know, we got...
It wasn't a family. Well, let's go there, okay. Bob. It was a woman you slept with, impregnated, and married to soothe your conscience. And as a woman, you don't think that she knew she didn't have a place in your heart? Do you really think she didn't know that?
I
she wanted
that.
To know that she was number one in your life.
Exactly. I agree.
And until you can sit in that reality and feel not only what you've done to yourself, educated, professional man, you have tied up years of this woman's life. But most important for me, what you've done to those children.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about your inner vision of being a father. Tell me what that was.
I knew I wanted to be a real jovial spirit dad. I knew that I wanted to have fun with my children, that I wanted to use fun to teach them lessons in life. I think that it didn't all go...
So what happened? What happened? Tell me what happened, Bob.
I was halfway in, halfway out. And I always used to say this about, you know, you see it in football a lot. And one of my coaches used to say is that you don't receive a glory when you don't use all your talent. When you halfway in, halfway out, or just using a portion of it, yeah, you might win the game. But inside, you don't feel that glory because you know you shorted the game.
Are you clear that for 16 years, while you worked through all of this wahala, that your son has been fatherless?
Yeah. Yeah.
You had an inner vision about building family. You had an inner vision about being a father. How do you explain that?
I can't explain. I remember that we were working out. He was probably 14, and we were working out. And I got so angry with him.
Why?
Because he couldn't keep up. And I was like, I know you can work harder than that. And I know that you can. And
you mean he was half in, half out?
Yeah.
Like you?
Yeah.
So he's in JV half in, half out.
I'm watching
you in the
him.
Pros half in, half out, and you get angry at him.
Yeah.
When that's the example that you set.
Exactly. Because I'm watching his walk.
Are you back on him, Bob? You set the example.
He just like me.
You like, set the example.
Exactly. So that's why.
And what did the coach tell you? You don't get the glory.
Yeah.
When you don't use your gifts.
Use your gifts.
Cairo is down there.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the 10-yard line.
Yeah.
And his daddy's got to get him
to the touchdown, what do you say to him?
Follow me. I'll open up a hole for you. Mm-hmm. I'm always a great blocker. Open up lanes that even if I have to carry you over the goal line, you can get on my back. I'll carry you. Yeah. And after we get there, let's rejoice and celebrate. I love that kid.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Now. Is he in here now?
Yes.
Yeah. That's all he needs to know.
Sheree and Bob Whitfield have asked me to help them learn to co-parent their children after an angry divorce that played out all over Sheree's reality show. Yesterday, I met with them separately. I gave them both some homework to complete overnight.
I have something called a relationship autopsy. Mm-hmm.
Today, I've got to get them in the same room talking to each other. But first, my producers tell me Sheree has some concerns about our session yesterday.
So before we go over the homework, my understanding is that you weren't pleased or you had some upset about yesterday. So let's clear that out of the way.
Well, yesterday I was kind of, you know, a little caught off guard by some of the questions, and I felt like I was being attacked. And it was just very, very hurtful because I didn't expect that. I thought coming on the show was about co-parenting, and I didn't feel like questions about whether or not we felt my finances was up to par had anything to do with me as a parent or being a good person or a good parent.
Sheree, I've been doing this work for 30 years.
Mm-hmm. I read that.
I've always been a champion of women.
That's what I was told. I read that as well.
So what I have is an understanding of what gets us to where we are. And when I say to you, sister woman, you out of order, that wasn't an attack on you. I know what I'm looking at. I'm looking at your life. And I see what's there, Sheree. What impacts your ability to co-parent with Bob is your relationship within yourself with Bob. The reason Bob isn't in the space is not because of the kids, it's because of you.
I can't make someone be someone they don't want to be. All I can do is what I can do as a person. I can't make him want to be involved in his kid's life. I can't make him say, pick up the phone and call his kids and say, I'm coming over. Am I the reason why he would disappear for 4 months or 6 months at a time and not call?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. A man can't get in the space where there is feminine rage and bitterness. He can't get into space because he doesn't know how to navigate it. He just doesn't. And you may think that you're not angry, but your way of being with Bob, your way of being with me, Sheree, is angry.
No, I'm not angry.
What if you are and you're just not aware of it?
Okay, yeah, maybe I'm angry at the way that he's treated my kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I am a little bitter, mm-hmm. and these are things that I'm harboring inside, mm-hmm. and I may call them something else. I call them stubbornness.
Bring your homework.
Now it's time to meet with Bob and see how his work went.
So how did you like your homework?
I struggled.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because the first part of my assignment, have a clear, complete conversation with Sheree in order to begin and create a new relationship.
So what's the struggle?
The words that I would use in the conversation,
mm-hmm.
one, it was clear, but it wasn't the type of conversation that would bring about a new relationship.
You don't think so? Why?
No, I don't think I want one with her. I think I'm just done with it altogether.
Until you have the clear, complete conversation, it won't happen. Even if the conversation is, I don't choose to be in relationship with you at any level because of blah, blah, blah.
It's gonna be tough. I'm hot over here now.
Sweat.
It's not these bright lights that got it hot up in here.
It's time for Sheree and Bob to sit down together and come clean.
Hello. Hey, Bob.
Hey there.
Okay.
She made it hot up in here. Fanning myself with my homework.
So how is this, just being in the same space? Because I know you were having some feelings. How is it for you? How is it for you just being in the same space?
I'm fine with being sitting in front of Bob.
Okay. And how are you, Bob?
I don't feel that the respect I have for her is there. I don't think it'll recover. I don't think it will be there. And I'm having trouble wanting to move forward with any relationship with you because I just think it would be a feeble effort at being honest with something that I've been dishonest with for so long.
Explain that to me. It'll be a feeble effort for you to be honest with something that you've been dishonest with for so long. Break that down for me.
I needed you to be my cheerleader full-time, unadulterated, that you speak and live for Bob. So we get to a point where we're phony. We're phony around each other, we're phony for each other. Mm-hmm. And now we're to the point where it'll be a song and dance, a horrible charade that will continue, because I really don't like you. And I tried to want to like you anymore, and I think I want to like you some more, but every time I would try to connect, I just felt like you don't like me either.
I don't.
So I think it's almost best that we just stay unliked. I'm not going to love you from here on out. I'll respect you for who you are to my children. But going forward, I don't think we will have a relationship.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
How does that feel for you as a woman to hear your ex-husband, the father of your children, say to you, I don't like you, I don't want a relationship with you? How does that make you feel?
Honestly, it doesn't make me feel one way or another.
Well, if I had birthed two children for a man...
I think it's sad.
Okay, so I feel sad.
I think... No.
Okay.
I don't feel sad.
Okay, so...
I think him saying something like that, it's sad.
So is
right
there
now,
a wall there now, or are you just numb to it?
Probably just numb to it, and it's not important to me.
It's not important
that
to
you? That he liked me. No.
How has she blessed your life?
She made me relevant again. In the worst possible way.
How is that?
A deadbeat dad.
Tell me about that. What do you mean about that?
At first, I guess I despised what she was doing on that reality show. But then I come to accept it as something that she needed to help with the wounds and the remnants of, you know, the things that I've done. And however it manifested in I'm the worst parent on the planet, which I don't believe and I don't think...
Where'd you hear that?
Well, just how it was characterized. I just felt that you needed that opportunity.
No, and... such as what was said on the show that made you feel like you were the worst parent in the world?
Your whole plot was to point a finger at me, as to catapult yourself into some glory, to take advantage of the stereotypes of the male athlete having kids everywhere, to the bad husband that abandons his family and doesn't take care of them, to the distraught woman that can't meet her bills. Basically, you took a reality television show to become your reality. So that even when we were going through divorce, that was supposed to be done and finished, You needed something more just for your television cameras. So the stuff that you done taking advantage of me is one thing, but what you did to Cairo and Callie, it's all about Sheree and everything you do so that you look all good on TV, she by Sheree, and we your little accessories. I'm your handbag, your kids are your shoes.
Okay, take the edge off. Take the edge off, pump your brakes.
Man up and do what you're supposed to do.
So what we're doing here is we're gonna try to build a co-parenting relationship between two people who don't like each other. Now you do know that that's impossible, right? Do you get that that's impossible for you to co-parent? Because parents are teachers, guides, leaders, protectors, and providers for their children. Y'all got to at least be willing to like each other. Otherwise, it'll be a charade, and you'll be teaching your children how to lie. Y'all will not be able to co-parent right now. You'll be able to be their mom. You'll be able to be their dad. But for y'all to come together and clear, conscious communication, choices, and decisions, that can't happen right now. No way. Still too much heat. But what I'm gonna ask you to do, Sheree, woman to woman, is take your hands off Cairo. And what that means is don't interfere in his relationship with his father.
And I have not.
He wants to establish a relationship with his son where he does not have to go through you.
He has Cairo's cell phone.
I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
He's going to establish a relationship with your son where he does not have to go through you.
I want him to establish a relationship with our son.
Okay. So that means you can call your son. You have access to him. Will you be willing to communicate to Cairo that he has your permission to be in communication and relationship with his father?
Absolutely.
Would you be willing to communicate that to your son?
Absolutely. Okay.
So when he comes to your door, can he come inside?
No, he needs to call first. He can't just come to my door.
Now, notice, I just said when he came to the door, I didn't give no instructions about how he was going to get there, and immediately the rock came up.
No. Let me be straight. He can't call and not assume that I have plans. He can't call the kids and say, I'll be there in an hour. He needs to make sure that I don't have plans, because sometimes, lately, I think you called out of the blue on Friday. I had plans on Saturday. So I just told you to make sure that you had Cairo back on Saturday because we had plans. So I don't have a problem with you coming to get the kids. I want you to come get the kids. But if I have plans, then I'm not going to break my plans if they're that important. There's a lot of days in the year he can get them when we don't have plans.
Her plans
Sheree,
how often have you called me? How many times have you called me this year?
Sheree.
I don't call you.
How many times have you called the kids and said, come spend the weekend?
Sheree.
This year?
Sheree.
Zero.
Sheree.
You don't know that.
Zero.
You answer Callie's phone, you answer Cairo's phone.
Flag on the field. You should have stepped up and spent more time. How about that?
Anytime you go out of town, if I'm here, bring the kids.
If you're here, how often were you here last year, Bob?
I wasn't here at all last year.
Exactly.
Why are you measuring? Why are you measuring? This is how you block, delay, hinder, obstruct, and deny his place in the life as the father. And this is what the kids see. You blame her for your bad behavior. You blame him for your bad behavior. And unfortunately, you had these two precious babies in the middle. And whenever the elephants fight, the grass suffers, and your children were the grass. How dare you not like your children's mother? You picked her. You don't have the privilege. not to like your children's father. You picked him and had not one but two babies for him. You could have stopped that one, cut your losses and been gone. You don't have the privilege. Sorry. You know when you had it? 16 years ago, when you didn't use a condom and you didn't take the pill. How long is it gonna take for you to say, you know what? I was just a knucklehead, bobo head, a fool. Forgive me. My intention was to have you all take this vow to each other. If y'all didn't do anything but these things right here, your relationship with the children would be better. Read that for me.
I'm committed to being a parent. This means that my children, their needs and well-being are priority in my life.
I'm asking Bob and Sheree to commit to a parental agreement that they will put their children first, provide for them and protect them, and always keep the lines of communication open.
Under all circumstances.
Have you given your children the best?
I haven't.
Thank you for that. Have you been the best you can be for yourself?
No.
No.
To demonstrate to them what's possible, yeah. And in order to be the best for them, you gotta be the best for you. Mm-hmm. Bob, this is what I want you to do. I want you to do whatever is required, Bob, to spend as much time with your son as possible. If you got to bring him to sleep on your sofa, Bob, you have to. And remember what you told me yesterday? I'ma bring you from that 10-yard. I'ma carry you on my back. I'm gonna open a way for you. Are you all in for your children?
Yes.
All in?
All in.
Yeah. I'm saying save your son. Your daughter needs her daddy too.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you gonna do different?
I am, again, I'm open to him building the relationships with the kids. I am going to be a better person, be a better mom.
Is there anything else you would like to say?
I just appreciate you because I probably would have never spoke on this to her or even let myself even be open for trying to create a new relationship with her. I just want us to get along.
I want to thank you again for attempting to heal our relationship. I think listening to Bob and what he wants to do with Cairo, just hearing him say that, that really means a lot to me, and it means the world. And I'm happy that you want to do that.
Okay. I'm not gonna put y'all's hands in each other's hand this time. Now you did it on your own. Thank you, Bob. You are demonstrating to men that they can come back and get their kids. All of those fatherless sons and daddyless daughters and the men who didn't know how to go back, you are demonstrating to the world that they can and that the mother bear will accept that. Well, for the first time in the history of my show, I can say my work here is not done. But I'm leaving anyhow, because y'all have worn me out. I'm just going home. Bye.
Thank you.
You can call me.
I need to.
Okay. You really can. Okay? You too. Oh. All right?
You can. You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.